Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's the top of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we would love to share it with you. The phone number, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We've been talking all month about what it means to be a voice. You know, we've been given the greatest message that's ever been as far as the world history is concerned, the message of Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. It's powerful. It transforms. It speaks directly to the human heart, to the deepest needs of every human being. It's the only message that offers life, forgiveness, and it's a message that offers hope. And that's what we want to talk about today is that element of hope. I mean, we live in a world that is desperate for hope. We vote for certain parties or certain people because we think they paint a better hope for the future. We get involved in things that we think are going to be meaningful to us in the future, that give us a sense of hope. When we lose hope, that's when life gets bleak. That's when we start feeling depressed and anxious and all of those sort of things. So if we're going to be a voice, if we're going to help communicate this good news of Jesus Christ, then hope is a key element of what we want to communicate, what we want to give to people. Now, the Bible is filled with hope. Jesus Christ is our hope. Yes. This new covenant that we live in offers a better hope. That's exactly what the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 7. He says, on the one hand, a former commandment is set aside because of its weakness and uselessness, for the law made nothing perfect. We don't usually see things or read things about the law of God like this, that says it's weak and useless, that it's been set aside. But that's what the Word of God has to say. And it was weak and useless because it did not deliver us to the end that God desired for us. It did not make us perfect. But on the other hand, a better hope is introduced through which we draw near to God. If you're trying to draw near to God through your ability to live up to the Ten Commandments, there is no hope. That is a futile exercise. The harder you try to live up to those commandments, the further away that you feel from God. You feel millions of miles, billions of miles, trillions of miles away from God. Why? Because that is a hopeless endeavor. That's why we need the new covenant. In this new covenant is a better hope, a hope which draws us near to God. Why? Because this new covenant is built on the shoulders of Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection. So he is the anchor for our souls. He is the hope that we so desperately need in our own lives. He's the hope that this world needs. So as the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 6, this hope is an anchor for our souls. And then Paul talks about the fact that we are ministers of a new covenant. He talks about this new covenant as a covenant of life, a covenant of righteousness, a covenant that brings freedom. And he says in verse 12 of chapter 3 of his second letter to the Corinthians, since we have such a hope, what does this new covenant give us? Such a hope. And since we have such a hope, we are very bold.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for us to strap on some new covenant boldness. I mean, we've been given hope, and that hope is what's needed out there in the world today. Let's strap on some new covenant boldness and go tell the world about Jesus.
Yeah,
I mean, that's who they're looking for. That's who they desire. The hope that they brings. Boy, that's the thing that strikes a chord deep within their hearts. That's the thing that opens up their ears to listen and to hear.
Yeah.
So when we can inject hope into any equation, to any dark space, then I guarantee you people who receive that, they're going to be open to hearing about Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection.
And it's the good news that you hear every day on Basic Gospel, everybody. And we would love to hear from you right now at 844-322-2742. If it's the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, well, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we want to share this time with you. 844-322-2742. That's the number to dial in the U.S. and in Canada. Friends, we have a multi-CD series called Be a Voice, and it's created not only to solidify your own faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but to help you be an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. Be a Voice will be our gift to you when you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Just go online to basicgospel.net and click donate, or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Make your donation today if you can, and learn how you too can be a confident voice for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, click donate at basicgospel.net or make your gift by phone at 844-322-2742. If you live outside the U.S. or Canada, PayPal, of course, is the best way to donate to Basic Gospel. Well, during the break, we had a switch, and here in Andrew Farley.
Hey.
Our dear friend and a member of the Basic Gospel Board of Directors and a brother in Christ. And what else can I say? Hey, welcome.
Friend, yeah. It's good to be here, guys.
Yeah,
it's great to have you. We've been looking forward to this. So glad you could make it today and be in studio with us. I think folks out there are tired of just seeing that picture of you that we flash up.
Yeah,
they want to
see
the real thing.
In full motion.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, Andrew, we're talking about hope today and the fact this new covenant introduces a better hope by which we draw near to God. This hope is an anchor for our souls. We who have such a hope, we can have confidence in this world, confidence individually as we go through life, as we journey through our day-to-day and walk with the Lord, but also confidence in ministry.
Yeah.
We have something to share. We have something to say.
Yeah.
And if we can inject hope into a person's life, boy, they're going to welcome this news with open arms, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, if you're out there and you're feeling unqualified, we all feel that at times, don't we? I mean, those of us who've been in ministry a really long time, we can still feel unqualified at times. And the beauty of this message, Bob, is that, you know, the blood of Jesus Christ is what qualifies us. It's not our spotless track record of performance, because that's non-existent. It's not our ability to persuade people, because that's not really what works. It's the Spirit of God working in and through us. So we just get to be a part of this, and it's a privilege, but we get qualified, and then we get placed into this position where we get to reach out to other people and let Jesus do what Jesus does well. And so, you know, if you felt unqualified, just remember, I mean, we have to remember this all the time. It's not about us. It's not about us. And there's some freedom in that, isn't there?
Yeah, there's real freedom, because we try to make it oftentimes about us, you know, how well we're doing. You know, we tell our testimonies. We give our testimonies. I used to do this. Now I don't.
Right.
You know, I used to have troubles here, and now I'm good at this area of life.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of attach Jesus as the one that helped us move from point A to point B.
Yeah.
But the real story is about Jesus. We were dead in trespasses and sin. We needed life. Jesus is the one that gave us life, helped us cross over so that we can walk in the newness of life. Now he's alive living inside of us.
Yes.
And he has done something in our hearts. And this is something that you talk about quite a bit, Andrew, is the fact that we have hearts that now truly want to trust Jesus.
Yeah.
They didn't want to trust Jesus before. They wanted to go their own way. They were centered in the way of life that the world offered. They were centered in sin.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus did something to our hearts to center them right in the middle of Christ, with a desire to trust him through thick and thin. Why? Because the heart knows where real hope lies.
Yeah.
In Jesus himself.
Yeah, imagine not being on God's team. You want to impress him, you want to serve him, you want to work for him, but you're not really on his team. Somehow you ended up on the other team, and God's trying to fix you, God's trying to clean you up. God's trying to progressively get you acceptable to Him. A lot of us, we grew up with this view of our hearts, of our identity. And what we're discovering is, wait a minute, I'm not on the other team. I'm on God's team. I'm united with Christ. I've got a new heart and a new spirit and God's spirit living in me. So I don't need a progressive cleanup. God's not swooping down out of heaven every 12 minutes to clean me off again. There's been a resurrection at the core of my being. I was crucified, buried, raised, and that really matters, doesn't it?
It does matter. That's the story. That's the story of Christ. We get to join that story when we believe in our Lord.
Absolutely.
And that's good news.
It is good news. It is basic gospel. And as I said, Andrew Farley has joined Bob Christopher and me in the studio. And Richard has gone back to his office for a few moments. So we are glad to have Andrew with us. Question from Saab. He says, my question is, many people have died without knowing Jesus Christ. For example, most of my relatives in the Hindu religion. So what happened to them in the end?
It's a good question.
Yeah, it's a
really,
tough one.
Really a good question. Well, one thing that we know is that this gospel message is for all.
Yeah.
As Paul wrote to Titus, he said, the grace of God has appeared to all. So there's no one that has an excuse. Mm-hmm. There's no one that can stand before Jesus and say, if only I had known about you, I would have received you.
Yeah,
I think everyone has had that opportunity to know that God exists and to know that He has made Himself known in this world in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So they are without excuse.
Yeah.
So if they've rejected Christ, what does that mean for them?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thankful there's a way. Bob,
yes.
Let me say that
yes.
At the outset. I'm so thankful there's a way, because in the Old Testament, you know, if you were Israel, sure, there was a way and it was proclaimed to you. And sure, there were some Gentiles who heard about this way, like Rahab. But let's be honest. I mean, in the Old Testament, there are a lot of Gentiles that perish with no hope. Ephesians says no hope, no covenant, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel. And now Jesus is the game changer here. I mean, through the new covenant, you know, the whole world is drawn to Him. When the Son of Man is lifted up, He will draw all men unto Himself. That doesn't mean every single person's going to believe and receive and respond. But you're right that this is a beautiful message that God is drawing all unto Himself, to the whosoever wills. Whosoever will call upon His name will be saved. So if there are rejectors of that gospel, then, you know, Hebrews tells us pretty clearly that there's a punishment awaiting them, that there's a judgment awaiting them, and it's not pretty. So that's why we all have to ask, you know, what are you going to do with Jesus?
Yes, yes. He is the litmus test, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was looking at John, 1 John, and, you know, in chapter 4, it says, test the spirits.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of false prophets out there. There are a lot of false messages that are being bannered about. And we hear them all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just bombarding us, you know, just almost daily. And he says, test the spirits. And he gives us a really solid litmus test. What do these false prophets say about Jesus? Mm-hmm. If they deny that he came in the flesh, if they deny that he died physically or was raised physically, then turn and run, because they're not giving the true message of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we have that true message. And like I said, why not share it?
Well,
because the world needs to know.
And you said something that I thought was absolutely a revelation when we talk about this idea that everyone's saved, that the whole world is saved, that there's no response needed. Some people are pushing this idea. And I think you said something like, you know, that really comes down to a form of Gnosticism.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, you know, you don't need to receive anything. You just need to be enlightened to what
yes.
you've already got.
Yes.
You don't need to open the door to Jesus Christ. You've already got Him as an unbeliever. You know, you're born into this world, and don't you worry. You've got Him. You've got salvation. You've got righteousness. And boom, you just need to be enlightened to what you already have. Well, as you said, Bob, I mean, that's Gnosticism. That's not Christianity. And it's a shame that that's out there. But let's be clear. There's something to believe. There's something to receive. And it's a person. His name is Jesus Christ. And we do not show up on this planet with Christ living in us. And so we need him to fill that vacuum.
Right.
And when we call upon him, he comes to live in us forever.
I guess that's why Jesus said, you must be born again.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a point in time when that happens,
yes.
Right? When we cross over from death to life. That's that new birth. We were born naturally into Adam's family. We're born again spiritually into the family of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's good news.
It is great news. It is basic gospel type news that you hear every day. And for Bob, Richard, Andrew, and me, it's a pleasure to share this good news every day on this broadcast. And we deeply appreciate every one of you who step up to be a part of it and to keep the message going. Andrew, I'll turn to you and see if you can give our listeners some encouragement, kind of underscore the importance of contributing to see this message go forward.
Well, I mean, there's just nothing else like it. There's nothing else like participating in the proclamation of the gospel. And just think about it. I mean, growing up, being in church, how many of us got it wrong? How many movements out there have gotten it wrong? They're distracted. They take their focus away from Jesus. What we're doing here at Basic Gospel is we're saying, hey, let's get back to letting it all be about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's a privilege to be a part of that. So if you're out there listening right now and you've been looking for a ministry, you've been looking to participate, you've been looking to share the good news of the gospel, and you're not even sure how, well, let me tell you, this is a way to do it. By joining with us at basicgospel.net, you can participate in the proclamation of this good news. And I tell you, to me, it brings that nice, warm Italian feeling inside after a good bowl of pasta, satisfying
yeah.
feeling of knowing that you're proclaiming something that's going to change lives.
Yeah, I hear from my friends and people that have been a part of this ministry for a long time. They write their checks, and I'll call and say thank you, and it's always, no, I need to say thank you.
Right.
Just for the opportunity to participate. And as you said, there's no more meaningful investment than in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're investing in basic gospel.
Yeah.
The money is coming here, but it is being used to get the word out.
Right.
It's being used to tell people about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And there's very few places that's happening.
Yeah.
There's lots of folks that say we stand for the gospel, but when you kind of analyze what they're teaching and what they're really putting out there, it's more about how can we make America great again, or how can we do this, or how can we fight this issue or that issue.
Right.
All of which are important,
right.
But they're not of most importance.
Yeah.
What's of most importance, and that's how Paul described this gospel message, this message that he received, and how he passed it on. I pass it on to you as of first importance.
Right.
What's the single greatest thing as far as God is concerned? The story of Jesus. And so that's what you're investing in, the story of Jesus, to get it out to as many people as possible.
Absolutely. And once again, we want to say thanks to the many of you who stand with us. All of the staff is very appreciative of the opportunity to share the good news of the Lord Jesus and to say thank you for your gift. Before the end of this particular month, we have this wonderful CD series called Be a Voice that not only will help you solidify your own faith in the Lord Jesus, but also will help you to be able to share that good news with others in your particular family. So if you'd like to join with us, we would really encourage you to do that. We'd really appreciate your help this month. Just go online to basicgospel.net and click donate. Or you can call your gift to 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. We would love to have your partnership here at Basic Gospel. Well, guys, a question from Christopher. He says, my question is about being filled with the Spirit. I often hear it said, ask the Holy Spirit to fill you up. Can a Christian be emptied or refilled? Are there scriptures that may refer to this, or that may be being misunderstood? Thank you for your continued sharing of Jesus plus nothing.
Yeah. Well, there's two things there. We're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and then we're filled by the Holy Spirit or with the Holy Spirit. Is there a difference between those two? And if so, what is it, Andrew?
Yeah, well, first, you know, this idea that somehow we can be emptied, no worries there. He's not going anywhere. You know, Christopher, as you ask this question, you know, it says that he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us, that no one can snatch us out of his hand. And so there's the idea that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit forever. So he's not going anywhere. You know, number two, you ask, well, what does it mean to be indwelt? Well, that happens at salvation. I mean, you know, God cleans house and he moves in. He takes out our heart of stone. He gives us a new heart. And then it says the Spirit of Christ comes to dwell in our hearts by faith. So, you know, he fills it and then seals it. And that's a beautiful thing that we always have him. Now, there's a curious verse in Ephesians, you know, it says be being filled, and that's the grammar there, be being filled. One time in a church service, I took a Pepsi bottle that was filled with Pepsi, had a cap on the top, and I just shook it up. And, you know, when you shake this Pepsi bottle, it sort of fizzes inside there, and there's some activity going on,
sure.
But you're not getting any more Pepsi inside the bottle. The Pepsi's already in the bottle. In fact, it's sealed in there. But if you start to shake and shake, like the Mercy Me song, Shake,
yes.
Well, that's a good image of what it means to be being filled with the Holy Spirit. He's already in, and yet there's trust, and there's dependency, and there's depending on the love of God. In Ephesians, you know, there's that great reveal there, Bob, where, you know, Paul is writing, and he says, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then a few chapters earlier, he says, hey, if you get to know the love of God, you will be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. So this is not rocket science. It's not an emotion. It's not mystical. It is just get to know the gospel, get to know the love of God, and in so doing, you will be being filled with his Spirit.
Yeah, it's kind of the version of Paul's verse in Galatians, the thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Well, it's the Holy Spirit that is teaching us what love is all about. And as we trust the Holy Spirit, trust Jesus,
yeah,
then that love is going to pour out of us into the lives of others. We express that love in very tangible ways. It's not an ishy-gushy feeling. We
right.
are patient with people. We're kind with people. We persevere with people. We hope. We believe. We trust. We hang on. We cling. And we know that love is always option A, and there's no option B.
That's
the result of being filled, but you can't be filled unless you're indwelt.
Right.
And so that's the key thing is through faith in Jesus, you're born again. God's Spirit comes to live inside of you. That is a permanent, eternal transaction. And now you have the joy and privilege of you know, hanging out with the Holy Spirit every single day and watching him do his great stuff in and through you. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
Yeah, it's also interesting that, you know, people are trying to measure whether they're filled or not by a particular gift. That's a really popular idea these days, that, hey, if you're filled with God's Spirit, then this is going to happen for you. You're definitely going to, you're going to be speaking in tongues, you're going to be wiggling, you're going to be falling down on the ground, and all kinds of stuff. You may even get a fancy new hairdo. It's all poof. Up like a television.
That'd be a miracle for me to get a new hairdo.
Amen. But it's interesting that it's not something that we are supposed to examine or measure about ourselves. And it's not something that we can look at other people and be their judge either. It's just our place, our role in this is get to know God and his love for us, and man, the rest will take care of itself.
Yes, indeed. Well, that just brings us full circle to our original topic, and that's hope. And when we're talking about the Holy Spirit, when we're talking about Jesus Christ, we're talking about hope. Christ in you is your hope of glory. Mm-hmm. If you're going to minister, if you're going to be a voice, you have to connect people to Jesus. It's not about them or what they're going to do or not do. It's all about Jesus and the fact that he comes to live inside of us. It was his presence that made a difference as far as Moses and the people of Israel were concerned. It's his presence in us that makes a difference for us today. His presence in us gives us the confidence and the boldness to go out in that world and to live in this dark, chaotic, topsy-turvy place as children of light. That's good news.
That's good news.
Yes,
that's basic gospel kind of stuff. I love your phrase, hanging out with the Holy Spirit. That's good, Bob. I like that. Well, friends, please remember that basic gospel depends upon the generosity of you, our listeners, to keep this good news coming. And when you make your donation this month, we got a special gift for you. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. And we're going to send you a copy of our multi-CD series called Be a Voice. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Remember, Fridays are Hard Passages Day, and tomorrow's no exception. Hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, thanks for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob, Richard, Andrew, and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.